I thought we said no phones.
I'm sorry. I was certain I'd turn the ringer off. I never use the damn thing anyway.
It was true, too, though I'd found myself checking it since I left, wondering why I hadn't had a text from Sophie. Not that I'd sent her one. But usually she'd forward me a funny picture of Sir Buster or a cute note. I did my best to respond, but I hated typing on the phone. Still, I saved every one of her notes, sometimes rereading them to bring a smile to my face. Yeesh, I was besotted, wasn't I? Digging in my bag, I pulled out the phone and went to turn it off when I saw it was Hilda calling. Answering, I waved away Graham's protest.
Hilda, what's up? Everything okay?
No, it's not okay.
What's wrong?
Graham could be a pain in the arse at times, but when he heard my tone, he picked up our balls and hoisted his bag onto his shoulder, already moving toward the clubhouse. A friend didn't need to be told when to leave behind an expensive round of golf. He could read it in my face.
You have to come home, now. I don't know what you did this time, but Sophie's gone. We can't find Sir Buster, and the lock is all stirred up. I'm really worried, Lachlan.
I'm at least 2 hours away. Did Sophie not say where she went? Try Agnes. She goes to her bookshop a lot.
She's packed her bags, Lachlan. She's gone.
What?
I broke into a jog, my bag bouncing against my legs. How could Sophie up and leave without a word? She knew what that would mean to me, that my biggest fear was losing people, particularly without a conversation. My brain scrambled, trying to remember my last words to her, and panic sliced through me.
Just get home. Now. I'm not sure what is going on. We need you here, Lachlan.
Hilda ended the call, but not before I heard the shriek of the Kelpies in the background. Ice-cold fear filled me, and I broke into a run, Graham keeping pace with me as we made it back to his car.
Forget our bags at the hotel. I'll come back for them.
You sure?
Aye, let's go.
Graham took the wheel as I scrambled into the passenger seat, my heart thumping against my chest as he peeled away from the clubhouse, startling several golfers on the way to the first tee. Graham's face was tight, and I was reminded again why we were best friends, brothers really, as he skillfully navigated the roads, carelessly breaking the speed limit.